It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Compensation for the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday morning. In Washington, a group of liberal lawmakers is trying to harness the public's anger at Wall Street. They want to raise money for job creation and deficit reduction by taxing stock and derivatives trading. Here's Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale.
The bill that's currently being drafted is called the Let Wall Street Pay for the Restoration of Main Street Act of 2009. According to the Hill newspaper, which got a copy of the draft, buyers and sellers of stocks, options, derivatives, and futures would pay 0.25% tax on their transactions. It would raise an estimated $150 billion a year. Half would go to reducing the deficit, half would be poured into job-creating stimulus programs. Opponents are blasting the tax as a job killer, but unions and consumer groups like it, saying it won't harm investors who buy and hold their stocks and will serve as a disincentive to frequent traders who, they say, gamble and speculate on Wall Street. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
We're going to get a bunch of economic reports from the government today. Initial jobless claims. We'll look at new unemployment requests last week. We're going to hear about personal income and spending a little later as well. And a look at big ticket items and new home sales is also expected today to wrap up the short holiday week. Let's see how worldwide stocks are doing. In Europe, markets are up right now, an average of 0.5%. Stocks close higher in Asia. The Chinese benchmark, which tanked yesterday, added 2% today. The Hang Seng and Nikkei were up as well, under 1%. Wall Street yesterday, a little give back with the Fed report that the economic recovery will be bumpy. The S&P barely broke even, down a smidge. The Nasdaq lost 0.3%. The Dow was off 17 points to close at 10,433. Oil prices snuck above $76 a barrel in Asia. Investors are weighing weak crude demand and lower gasoline consumption as to whether that justifies more selling. The board at General Motors will decide next week what to do with Saab. GM had a deal to sell Saab to the Swedish car maker, Koenigsegg. But that ended yesterday when Koenigsegg backed out. Let's get more from our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, who's with us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
So why did the deal fall through?
Koenigsegg is blaming it on delays in finalizing the deal. There have been months of negotiations over this, but, you know, it does look as if reality sank in. Koenigsegg is a tiny company making relatively small numbers of supercars. It seems to have finally decided that it was biting off more than it could chew with Saab, a company we should remember, which has lost money in 19 out of the past 20 years.
Yeah, and Stephen, where does GM go from here? I mean, what are the options?
Well, the Swedish government has made it clear there's going to be no taxpayer bailout. There are three possibilities. GM could find another buyer, it could keep the company, or it could let it fold, let the brand die.
And what are you hearing about, you know, the likely outcome?
Well, in this climate, anything could happen, literally. A Chinese buyer could materialize. The Beijing automotive industry holding company was involved in the consortium that Koenigsegg had put together. But that doesn't happen. GM could pull the plug on Saab. Sorting out Saab has been described as a Herculean task. And GM has already got a lot on its plate now that it's decided to keep its European divisions, Opel and Vauxhall. But, finally, some analysts are saying, Steve, that GM could keep it. They've got a spring in their step now that they're out of Chapter 11. They might just well want to keep Saab.
All right. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard in London. Many thanks.
OK, Steve.
A lot of people will be using those cars this holiday weekend. That's if they go anywhere at all. With economic pressures still hitting household budgets hard, many Americans are foregoing air travel and opting for cheaper alternatives, the road. Thanksgiving travel plummeted 25% between 2007 and 2008. That's according to the AAA. And many of those habits seem to be sticking this year. It estimates that about 33 million people will travel by car.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Well, it's a time of year when charity groups ramp up their efforts to raise a whole lot of money. But New Yorkers may be in less of a giving mood after some news this week. The Attorney General of New York is suing a well-known group that claims to raise money for the homeless. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
New Yorkers know the pitch well. A man or woman in a red apron stands at a card table with a giant water jug collecting money for the homeless.
Hey, one penny. Help make a difference.
But New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo announced this week that the United Homeless Organization is a fraud. Cuomo says the group doesn't provide any actual services to the homeless. Collectors pay a fee to rent the table. They get to pocket any donations. Cuomo says the group's bosses use the fees to fund personal expenses like Weight Watchers bills and splurges on the Home Shopping Network. Mary Brosnahan directs the Coalition for the Homeless. She says the news could have a chilling effect on donations to legitimate groups.
It's always a concern when there is some scandal uncovered, but I think that folks in the know are savvy enough to go to websites that actually rate charities, and they can tell you where your money's actually going to.
Brosnahan says giving has held up in the recession, but she says the need is greater. Her group says the number of homeless people in New York City shelters has hit an all-time high. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, this holiday, one Swedish bedding mat is apparently all the rage in Scandinavia. The Svensa Spike Matten is a pad of plastic spikes that goes on top of a mattress. So your pillow top or luxurious memory foam special becomes a zone of ouch. Promoters say it may give you discomfort for a few minutes. Okay, 10 or 15 minutes. But then when the endorphins kick in, look out. The body becomes pointedly relaxed, and the results can be very positive. The pads are priced anywhere from $100 to $150, depending on the size. The results are mostly scientifically unproven, but one researcher in Stockholm says it's a no-brainer that the body responds in a way to offset pain. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.